Red Film Radio, Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Red Film Radio from the Lovers Festival in Torino, and I'm really glad to have here as my guest Robin Campillo. Good morning.
Good morning.
You just ended a masterclass here at the festival, so you talked a lot. I'll make you talk even more, but I will be fast. You have a career in the film industry which is really variated. You write, you direct, and you edit. Which is the best? Which is the role that you like less?
It's very difficult for me to write, to do the script. That's the worst thing. And, you know, because you're on your own and you don't know, you know, you are always afraid of what will go on after. So it's very difficult to me to write. I'm not a good... I'm very lazy, so if I have to work on my own, it's very difficult for me. So it's a little bit. So
you need to have somebody to tell you. Just go and do it.
Yes, it helps. So most of the time, I try to find new ways of writing. Most of the time, I am in Paris. I go to into cafes or these kind of places, and after, because it doesn't work after a month, I go to the office of my production. You know, so I try to find new ways of writing, but most of the time I try to not write directly. I try to, you know, go around the streets and let my mind free a little bit. And
get suggestions.
I take a lot of time like this before writing down things, because that's the worst thing ever.
And while editing for you is more, because editing can be really creative in terms of narration. So how do you, how much when you edit, are you changing what you directed? In your mind, I mean.
Yes, first of all, there are a lot of things that I imagined during the script writing, because I'm an editor, I can think of the end of the film, so I can think of some kind of very weird way to come from one scene to another, so that's very interesting. But the thing is, I really think that the editing is like a scientific thing, you know. So I do the editing in a very scientific. It's a scientific process. So I come from the beginning of the. I start from the beginning of the film until the end in a very and. In the middle, I realize that, you know, sometimes on the shooting, you struggle with a scene, and most of the time it's because the scene is not very interesting, and you know everything goes wrong. The actors are bad, the lights are horrible. So after a moment, you have to admit it's crap. So you have to put it in the bin, you know. So most of the time, when I realize that, I try to put two takes together, and I say, no, there's no time, I have no time to waste on that scene. So I put it in the bin directly, and I don't edit it at all. I try to look at the film without it, and that's very, you know, I start to breathe when I realize that I can get rid of some scenes that I don't like, in fact. So that's really a relief most of the time. And it's always a great pleasure during the editing when you realize that you can get rid of a lot of things that are not interesting at the end.
Well, they don't work with the film, or there is no need.
No, you know, the film, I think it's always... sometimes you try, because of the script, you try to explain too much to the spectator. And I think it's more interesting to lose the spectator than to take him by the hand like a child. So sometimes you have to go to this scene directly to another scene, and it's more interesting. And
because you have to keep the attention of the way of the viewer.
There's a kind of surprise, you know, because the fact that you lose the spectator has no time to think, is in the moment, and I think it's very powerful.
Actually, the editing of Eastern Boys was like this. I mean, the film was really disturbing.
Yeah.
Was anxious. I mean, when I watch it, it puts you in this kind of anxiety, continuous. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. It's danger and risk together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your editing work in that way.
Yes, because, you know, it's very interesting to see that in the editing, you can change the atmosphere. You know, you can make very fluid metamorphoses from one atmosphere to another one, and you know, and to make have the feeling that some scenes are a little bit threatening, and after a moment it becomes like a moment of pleasure, and you know, you kind of modify the impressions and the feelings and the emotions that you can get into that scene. You can modulate that. And I love this idea. And you can do it if you have a lot of raw material.
At
the beginning, at the start. And so that's why I do very large takes, and I ask my actors not to go too fast, because that will be the point of the editing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's something very interesting to do in all the process, you know.
When you direct, which kind of director are you towards your actors? How do you use your actors?
I try to make me believe that I don't use them, even if I do at some point. I take a lot of time for the casting, because I want my actors to be more than the characters in the script. So when I choose an actor, he becomes a comedian, the character, and I forget the character in the script. So that's the first thing. And I really try, you know, if I was just on my character on the script, the characters wouldn't be three-dimensional. You know, when you look at your actor and you as a person, as a human being, it's more interesting than to look at your character,
so
because we are so full of contradictions, of paradoxes, and so the cinema and the character should be rich of that, all that,
that
contrast.
So you leave your actors to make the character their own, to put something of themselves into it.
Yes, but at the same time, when you do a scene, and that's what why I'm so happy and honored to be a director. You know, of course, you wrote the scene on the script, but you really realize what the scene, how the scene works, not the meaning of the scene, because I don't care about the meaning, but how it works. When you work with your actors during the shooting, even if you had done rehearsals before, during the shooting something happened, and you realize sometimes you do a scene and nobody understands why it's not working, and you have to think and to rethink things. And that's so interesting to do, because you realize that you discover your film during the shooting, and after a moment, if it works, but because it doesn't work all the time, you realize you find a way of making it like a normal thing where people can breathe normally. You know what I mean? And so it creates something. You see what are the tensions between the characters and what it's how it's working between the characters. And that's something which is first a relief, because you have to do the scene during the day, but it's much more interesting than what you have in mind first.
And listen, you started your career when all movies were shot on print.
Yeah.
And then the digital cinema came.
Yeah.
And for many, old-fashioned director was like a curse, but for many others was like a relief.
Yeah.
For you, you are more on the relief side.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. I really think that there's something in France. You know, you have a lot of directors which are still making film with 35 millimeters that I can completely understand. But I don't have this feeling, because I was thinking that the camera for 35 millimeters were too difficult to use. You had to. You took more times to do the shootings and everything, to do the takes. And I really, you know, the fact that it has a cost, when you're doing very large takes, when you are doing it in 35 millimeters, and when you are doing it in digital, it's not absolutely not the same way. And when you want you and your actors to lose yourself in the scene, but really, you know, take your time and just forget that it's a cinema set, you know, that it's a shooting set. It's so much better, you know, and I really enjoy working like this with several cameras, sometimes two, sometimes three cameras, because it creates something that is very powerful. And you know what I like to do also, because I there was something that was saying Jean Renoir, the French director, he was saying the take must be beautiful at one moment, but it has it doesn't to be beautiful all along. And that's very, very interesting for me, because when Renoir did something with two cameras or three cameras, like on TV, you know, and I like the fact that I know that in my film I want some takes, some frame, very precise frame that I want at some point. But I like to see the shooting and the long takes as a process, a work in progress, to go to this point, to this frame, that, to this moment that I absolutely wanted. Because I have the feeling that the spectator will have the impression that it's the way he's looking at the scene, which is discovering the beauty of the scene. You know what I mean? And I love this idea so much.
But actually, this concept, it applies perfectly to 120 BPM, because the way you shot it was the film has an as like at least three different aesthetics that just go back and forth, so you're not stuck with the same aesthetic that goes all over the film. That was really interesting and really catchy.
Yes, I love the fact that it's not, you know, it's like I don't like films which are the same all along, and you understand the aesthetics of the film, because it's more than like a formalism.
It's a
kind of conformist, I would
it's
say.
It's like a nice box.
It's what I call conformalism, you know, and I get bored with that, you know. And I really think that it's more interesting to go, because I have the feeling that when I go through a day, it's like a journey. I come from one moment, one aesthetics to another. This moment where we are having this conversation, it's one-to-one conversation. And so we are in a very little space where we are just the two of us. And that's something, that's a kind of aesthetics, that's a kind of a perception of reality, which is different. And I feel the films are very interesting when they are talking about this contrast of dimensions, of space-times, which are so interesting to create.
Well, thank you very much to Robin Campillo for being with us. I'm Angela Cherubi from the Lovers Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.